beautiful one, and we are talking the need to not always feel as if you're strong. I saw a good friend of mine, she melted down on social media and saying one of the things is, as a black person, we feel the need to always have to be strong. But I have had a meltdown this week, and this is how the story goes. Give you some pointers on when we're not feeling strong, that it's okay. Come on, let's go. Let's have this conversation. As I said, my friend, she had a meltdown, said that she's not feeling a strong person. And why is there always a need for us to have to be strong? Well, first things first, that is just something, some terminology that has come along where they say black women are strong, even to the point that they did medical studies with black women and they didn't give them any form of painkiller when they were operating on them. That's how strong that they feel that we are. And although this might be the case that we are strong, we've grown in strength through troubles, we've grown in strength through strife, we've grown in strength through adversity, we don't have to be strong all of the time. And the reason being is that we are humans. We have moments where we are not strong at all. We have moments of weakness. We have moments where we lack luster. We have moments where things don't go well for us, but we make it through. And through those moments, that is what strengthens us. That's what makes us become more resilient. That's what makes us become the people that we are. So what do we do when we don't feel that strength? What do we do when we're having a meltdown? What do we do when we have moments of weakness? Well, firstly, acknowledge that we can't be strong all the time. And it's all right to not be all right. So once we acknowledge that we will have moments of weakness, we accept that right now, at this particular moment, it's not a good time for me and I just have to work through this. That's one of the first things. The next thing is take that time out. Take the time out to realign yourself back to greatness because you know you are great, but there will be moments where you're not feeling fantastic and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And no one should make you feel that. No, snap out of it, you should be strong. No, we have those moments, we work through those moments, and then we get back onto the strength train, if that's what you want to call it. But we have to acknowledge that we are flesh and blood and our emotions, you know, the time of the month, ladies, yes. When our emotions are running wild, that we can't be strong in those moments. We do feel pain. So we do need painkillers when we have surgery, that kind of thing. Another point is realignment. So I spoke earlier, a little bit earlier about realignment. Taking the time out to address what's making us feel weak. Taking the time to address, is it people? Because when you're a strong person, they ask all the time, strength, 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 strength. That's what they expect. And unfortunately, like I've said before, is that if you're going to fill someone else's cup, your cup's got to be full. In fact, your cup's got to be overflowing so that you can fill another person's cup. And that's it in a nutshell, really beautiful one. So we don't have to be strong all the time. We have to acknowledge and embrace moments of weakness because they might be telling us something. They might be telling us that we've got to take a break. That's what those moments of weakness might be doing. We've got to acknowledge and align ourselves, should I say, to building ourselves up. And the point is we just don't have to show that strength by ourselves. So one other point is that I spoke earlier about people taking. You don't want to be around too many of those kind of people, but you want to be around the ones that will upbuild you, where you're upbuilding each other, okay? Because strength comes in numbers. Strength doesn't come when we're by ourselves. Strength comes when we're working together with others. Strength comes when we're collaborating and building with one another. That's where it comes in. It's a beautiful one. If you don't feel strong today, you'll feel strong tomorrow. And it's all right not to feel great. It's all right not to be all right. Just keep on striving. to be your greatest and do your best. That's all that you can do. And don't have too much high expectations when things don't work out well for you as well. When things don't go right, I make mistakes all the time. I have times when I'm doing my shear or writing something and it just goes completely wrong. But you embrace these things and we learn from them as well. So just keep that in mind and just keep on striving to greatness, to your betterment of your greater self. That's what you have to do. And don't forget, beautiful one, this right here, my daily journal, that can help you and set you in good stead on the road to accomplishing and completing little steps of building up one's resilience and building up one's emotions on a daily basis. All right, so think about that one. And thank you so much for your time. And I'll see y'all on the other side. Take care. One thing though that I have noticed is that a lot of you that are watching haven't yet subscribed. So please do me a favor, just hit that subscription bell.